This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch HaMabon. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Avrami, I would say it be Ivrit, but my Ivrit, I'm better in English, okay? So you have to... Okay. Simen Ayin Hei. Sivkatan Zayin. Yesterday we learned the Shita of the Mechaber that a tefach uncovered in a woman, which is normally covered, even if it's one's own wife, you can't say Dvaram Shebekedusha by it. However, the Ramah brought a Yeshoimrim that the din of tefach Megula is only your wife. Beisha Acheres, even less than a tefach, is an erva. So that's a big chumrah, that by Isha Acheres, even less than a tefach is a chumrah. So Ramah said that from the Rosh, who says tefach li'isha erva is even li'isha acheres, that implies that it's the shear is even for isha acheres. Just a woman herself, her uncovered body is not an erva. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Dan Zayin, pachos mi tefach. Bottom line is we're not machmer in less than a tefach. However, v'im hashoik megula, if it's the upper leg, yesh oimrim da'afilu be'ishtoi. Upachos mitefach. Some say even one's own wife, and less than a tefach. Aser likrois negda. It's aser to say it opposite. Again, because this is not a gzeres hakasav. It's asli they hear her. So in that area, it's more likely to come to hear her. Shumakim hear yoiser mishari varim. You know, I think we could add based on that. Yesterday we saw that Lachain Sarch Lizar Bishah Shame Nekes Umegula Dada Shlod Dabar Oz Shum Divrei Kedusha. So we said, oh, but it has to be Tefach. It has to be only, it's only a problem if it's a Tefach. But according to this Mishnah Berurah, L'chara, that would apply there also, that even less than a tefach, perhaps, would be an issue. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'chol zeloi ayri elel inyan iser krishma. This is all talking about the iser krishma. D'ha iser hu laharbi poiskim likrois neged hamagula afilu b'loi mechavin listakulei. This is talking about the regarding the iser of krishma, that the iser, according to many poiskim, is to read opposite the uncovered part, even if you're not intending to gaze. Aval le'inyan iser histaklos, regarding gazing, l'kulei alma hamistakel b'isha afilu be'etzba ketana, kivan shemistakel b'lehanois, oiver b'loi sasuru acharei einechem. In other words, we just said that there's a question. Well, maybe in certain mekaymos which elicit more herhurim, it's a problem with less than a tefach. So you could say, well, maybe yeah, maybe no, maybe you don't have to be machmer. That's regarding the issur of saying Dvarim Shebekedusha. But regarding gazing at a woman, one is not allowed to intentionally gaze at a woman, even her pinky, even her guf mechusa, if the intention is kedei lehanos. It's a lav in the Torah. So the Dirshu brings down some interesting things over here. He says, regarding the Isser of Histaklos, that he says, Histaklos means you're looking at the woman to determine what her look is or how she looks. But to look at a woman to know who it is and who you're speaking to, that's permitted. In other words, there's no isser of lo yisasur achrei levavchem to if somebody sees a woman on the street and says good morning, or just to speak to them for whatever esek ba'alma that somebody's doing. The isser of histaklus is for the purpose of knowing eich hi nireis, the way she looks. What about relatives, a mother-in-law, a daughter-in-law? There's Isser Histaklos as well. But Imai, Bitai, Achoisa, there's no Isser Histaklas. Okay. What about Temunais Nashim? So he brings from the Nachlas Binyamin and the Salmas Yosef that the Isser of Histaklus is even to look at a picture. So in other words, people have, with the Jewish magazines, sometimes people say, well, why are they being prejudiced, not having pictures in there? But the Isser of Histaklus does apply to Nashim even in a picture. He brings from Rabbi Binyamin Zilber that okay, we'll leave that. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Va'amru shafilu yesh b'yadai Torah ma'asim tovim lo yinakem yedina shel gehenem. Even someone who is a Talmud Chacham and does mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, he will not be spared from strict judgment if one is nichshal, if somebody is not careful in this inyan. Uri'iya be'alma lefi tumay b'lo yine'enet shari. Just looking in the course of normal behavior without hana is permitted. We had this discussion on Shabbos. One of the chashuv bachrim, I can't say who they were, they said if the babysitter would start talking to them and say good morning, they wouldn't say back good morning. So I said, no, that's not right. Somebody says good morning to you, you look at them and you say good morning, but you should not take it where a person is looking at them for the sake of knowing how they look. But just regular interaction for Derech Eretz, that is not under the rubric of Lo Yisosru. Fine. Im Lo Mitzad HaMusar. He says, Riyab Amal Fidum Lo Yinen Ashari, unless Mitzad extra pious practice. Uvesefer Minchas Shmuel Heichyech the Adam Chashav Yeshul Yizar B'chol Gavnei. The Minchas Shmuel says a person should, Adam Chashav should be careful under all circumstances, which means like this. Meaning, don't just let your eyes fly. In other words, you're walking down the street, you'll say, well, it's not a problem. I'm not intending to look for the sake of looking. I'm just sort of walking down the street. So mitzad hamusar, if someone's an adam chashuv, they should be careful not even to look lefi tumai. But what if, for whatever reason, somebody comes to you or you need to speak to somebody, L'chayra mitzad ha-musar, under certain circumstances, also says that l'fi tumay, sometimes you're going to have to. Because, again, the isser is only if you're mistakel k'dei lehanois. L'fi tumay is mutar. Imloy elamai, it's better to be careful mitzad ha-musar. So, you have to know the circumstance and the situation. What mitzad hamusar calls for in each case? Fine. A place that's normally covered. For example, her arms. A part of a lady's body that's normally covered. Even to look lefi tumai is not just mitzad hamusar, is asr. Afrek the Chavetz Chaim, a gavaldiga kasha. Wow, listen to this kasha. Why am I paskening that Ri'iya b'makom shedarchan lios mechusa is aser? It's a psik resha. Not only deloy nichale, it's enoy mechavein. It's a davar she'enoy mechavein. Not exactly sure what the gedder of it is, but his kasha is, it's davar she'enoy miskaven. Why a makom mechusa on a woman do we say, even lefi tumay is an issue, but it's enoy mechaven? Says the Chavetz Chaim, enoy mechaven is when you drag a bench. Because it's not something that the Yetzer Hara will draw you into. But when it comes to the histaklus, which is ma'ira pitoy hayetzer, you have to be careful, even davar shein meskavein. So in other words, if you're walking down the street in Manhattan, in the summer, if you're walking down the street in the winter, and what are you going to see already? You're going to see a lady. So lefitumai, it's permitted to that your eyes should see a woman. But if you're walking down the street in the summer, and lefituma you might see a makai magula, then lechaira, taking off one's glasses, is not just midar chamusar. It might be meikar hadin. You hear this? You hear what we're learning? I didn't know this. In other words, before today, if you would have asked me, you know, if I'm on a bus, and maybe my eye will see a makai mechusa and a woman, so I would have said, okay, you know, it's eino miskaven. Avada, you want to be a kadosh, so take off your glasses or look the other way. But now, from the Mishnah Berurah, it seems that to see makom shaderach liyos mechusa, af riya ba'alma is aser. No, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. And Chavetz Chaim, even in the Ber Mayim Chaim, the Dershu quotes in Hilchos Lashon Hara, asks, what do you mean? It's eino mechaven. I'm just minding my own business. I don't need to see a makom mechusa. But it seems like we're more machmir when it comes to Isser Hastaklos, and you should avoid it. Now, according to what we learned earlier, that even a tmuna of a woman is an issue of loisasuru. So if you're in a makom where that's an issue, so it's a big inyan to try to avoid even seeing something be'enu miskaven. Yeah, I think that seems what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Alpi din. Okay, then the Rama says v'nira midivrei harash that tefach beisha is an erva even. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't read the Rush correctly in the Rama. When the Rama says v'nira midivrei harash the tefach beisha erva afilu leisha acheras, the point is, one woman to another woman, tefach b'isha is an erva. Okay, that's an important thing. I didn't read that correctly. That, in other words, for Yenta, Sprintza's arm is an erva. In other words, Yenta and Sprintza, they're having tea together, and they say, well, there are no men around, so our elbows are uncovered. Yenta can't make a shahakal if Sprintza's elbow is uncovered. By the way, that's a big chiddush, no? Because it's not exeris hakasov that tefach megula b'isha is an erva. It's only because of herhurim. So l'chayra, why does that even make sense? Why should tefach megula b'isha be an erva l'isha acheres? No, that's a good kasha. L'chayra, maybe the mechaber wouldn't agree with that. Let's see the rush. Aval haraj v'cholik al zeh. The time of the sfirah le'dechi hechi deba'atzma yichalik rosh aruma. Just like a woman herself, she could say Shema even if she's aruma. Alma de'ein begiloi kol gufa mishum v'layir b'cha erves davar. So we see that by uncovering her guf, there's no issue of layir b'cha erves davar. Elo la'anoshim mishum hirer. Kein af b'isha acheres mutaris likrois. Another woman's letter read, u'lespala negda, even k'shi aruma. The Achroinim askimim im harashba, Gevaldik. The Achroinim go with the Rashba. V'daitam degam harash moidoseh. They hold the Rama didn't read the Rush correctly. They hold that the Rush would be moided to the Rashba. V'da'oid. So bottom line is, when Sprintza and Yenta have tea together, it would not be an issue if one of them has a tefach magula. V'da'oid. The lekuli yama in motor likros negda kishi aruma. When we say that it's permitted for one woman to be koire opposite another woman when she's aruma, that's only if the erva shalamata is on the ground and it's covered. But if it's nireis, avikshemez dina k'may neged erva sishra afil b'shus acheres asa. But if she's standing, so then it's like standing opposite another a man's erva, and it's aser. By the way, what about for a woman to say Kriya Shema neged tefach megula be'ish? I wouldn't think it's a problem. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Yesh lehistapik. Because the Poiskim are mashma, it's mutter even for a woman, because there's no chash of herhurim. However, earlier on the Mishnah Berurah says in Ayin Gimel Siv Katanei that if there's a chash of her for a woman, then it's a problem. Stam, interesting question. Is there an Isser Histaklus for a woman? Be'ish. The Kloisenberger Rebbe says, yes. The Reb Vosner says, if she's not being Misakal Hashem's Nus, it's Mutter. Rabbi said, we'll hold it over here. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Sif Beis, Seyar Be'isha Erva. Have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Hey,
recording stuff.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.